Right now, we want to take you back to Cuba, or Cuba, as we usually pronounce it. The author on the line with us this morning is Catherine Patterson. She is a two-time Newbery Medal and National Book Award winning and best-selling author of Bridge to Terabithia. And she has a new one, a story of a 13-year-old girl who travels to the impoverished countryside of Cuba to teach others how to read. It's called My Brigadista Year. Catherine, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Well, good morning, Bruce and Craig, and thanks for having me on your program. I'm very honored.
So do you go out of your way to put a word in the title of your book that if you're reading the book, you have to look up to know what it's about?
Well, that's a very good idea, isn't it? You have to read the book to find out what the title means.
Well, explain to me, what is Brigadista? What is a Brigadista year?
Well, when they recruited these young volunteers to go out into the countryside to teach the farmers and the peasants how to read and write, they called it a brigade, like an army brigade. And a brigadista is someone who belongs to a brigade, but it was a brigade of people who carried notebooks and pencils and not guns.
What made you interested in this time in the history?
Well, I have been to Cuba a couple of times, and the last time before I was going, I was talking to Mary Leahy, who is Central Leahy's sister, and she has worked for her whole career with adult basic education in Vermont. And she was the one who told me about the amazing Cuban literacy campaign in 1961, which turned Cuba into a fully literate nation in 1 year, which is an unbelievable story. So that set me to trying to find out about this amazing literacy campaign, because I'm very involved in literacy, actually around the world. And so I wanted to know about that before I visited again.
Why did Fidel Castro take on this campaign?
Well, he didn't believe that you could have a strong nation if you didn't have a literate population, which is very interesting for a dictator, because most dictators would rather have an ignorant population. But he felt to have a strong nation, you had to have a literate population. So he said, if you can read and write, then you should teach someone else to read and write.
Well, tell us about 13-year-old Laura, the main character in your book.
Well, she's inspired by actual women who are now in their 60s and 70s who went to Cuba, who went to the countryside as teenagers and taught the campesinos how to read and write. And it changed their lives because they had gone as these sheltered girls from very safe homes in the big city where they were just being groomed for a proper marriage. And they spent a year living the hard life where you went to the river and got your water and you scrubbed your laundry on the rocks of the river and you worked side by side with the farmers during the day and then at night under a big Chinese lantern you taught them how to read and write. And it literally changed the lives of these women. They found out what they could do. They developed a sense of self-worth and independence that turned them into amazing professional women, they're some of the strongest women I know in Cuba are products of this 1 year of literacy.
Well, in a sense, beyond just teaching a farmer or somebody who was illiterate how to read, there was this whole change in how women viewed themselves, or at least these individuals, of what they could possibly do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, some of them became leaders in education. There was one woman who was a world-renowned, not in our country, of course, but in Europe and in other countries of the world, renowned architect. There were graphic artists. There were just one woman who was a social psychologist who was a leader in helping get the rights of not only women, but of Afro-Cubans and also LGBT rescue population. So they became amazing women.
Your book is based on real-life events. Why did you choose to go down the novel path?
Well, I talked it over with my the woman who was going to be the editor of my book, Karen Lotz, who is the publisher of at Candlewick Press, and I had thought initially perhaps that it would be a nonfiction book, and she said, "Well, I hear the excitement in your voice. I think it needs to be a novel," and somehow a novel does allow people to identify better with the main characters in the story. And a wonderful historian can make you totally identify, but I think for most young readers, a novel is the way to get inside another character.
We're talking today with Catherine Patterson, author of the book My Brigadista Year. It tells the story of a 13-year-old girl who travels to the impoverished countryside of Cuba to teach those how to read. This is a very timely book, and I guess in a sense, passing of Fidel Castro, though a little bit of the opening of the arrangements between the United States and Cuba. Was this a timely thing for you, or is this a coincidence that it occurred this way?
Well, it was a slight coincidence, not totally, because there was such a difference between my earliest trip to Cuba when things were, I sort of sneaked out through Canada, and there was some problems on the border when I tried to get back into the United States. And the second time, it was quite easy because things had opened up to that extent, although you still had to fly a charter airline to get there. There are no commercial flights. But my friends there were so hopeful, and almost everybody said, "When is the embargo going to be lifted?" And I said, "Well, that's up to Congress. They're not up to President Obama to lift the embargo." So they had enormous hope a few years ago. Now things are pretty tricky, but we'll see how it washes out. It's, it's long overdue that and saying, "Well, they have human rights violations, and therefore we can't have full relations with them." We have full relations with many countries that have human rights violations. I don't accept that as an adequate excuse.
Were many of the women that you reference or used as influence in this book still in Cuba, or had they emigrated elsewhere?
The ones that influenced the book were still in Cuba.
Okay.
Yes. But, of course, many Cubans have fled because it was an oppressive government, and the economy is pretty poor.
When you're talking to a middle grade student and you're writing in that respect, what do you keep in mind as far as what they understand or what you should tell them or how you should tell the story?
Well, people often ask that, but I have an enormous respect for my readers, and I never write down to them. I write as well as I possibly can, and I don't have problems with young readers understanding what I write. So I don't ever think, "Well, now I can't use that big word," because, that's never
right.
a part of the way I think.
Look, you put Terabithia and Brigadista on the cover, so you've given them warning if they're opening up your book where it might go from there. So no problem.
Yes,
no problem.
Exactly.
No
exactly.
Problem with that.
And I hope they'll read with, I think young readers will read with open minds as we get older. I'm afraid very often our minds get a little more closed. But
Well, they keep you young, I'm for sure, with you get an interaction with your author, the people that read your books. If you're at book signings or any other place, I'm sure that's one of the joys of doing this.
It absolutely, and I really do believe I have the best readers in the world. I do not envy people who write for adults at all. I have wonderful readers, and I'm very grateful for them.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning and sharing the story, My Brigadista Year by Catherine Patterson, our guest this morning. Thank you for your time, Catherine. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.